Time has a way of slipping away from us, and we often feel that sensation when we're immersed in a good book. That's the way current state book reviewer Scott Southard feels about Miller's Valley by Anne Quinlan.
There are many characters in Anne Quinlan's very American family epic, Miller's Valley, but the most important is probably time itself. Everyone, including the valley where the novel takes place, seems to be trapped in an hourglass, with the sand slowly falling away until there is nothing left. At the heart of Miller's Valley is Mimi Miller, who is the story's narrator. We meet her when she is young and high-spirited. She is smart, creative, and has a knack for saying things that might get her in trouble. This is her world, and she is seen as royalty by the community. The valley is known as Miller's Valley because of the history and power of her family's farm. While the farm is not as successful now as it was for her ancestors, everyone still remembers. Some are bitter about their influence, others are accepting. We watch Mimi age, starting at 10 years old and ending when she is in her 60s. There are friendships that come and go, good relationships, and, of course, bad ones as well. We cheer the good decisions she makes in her life and squirm over some of the more tragic ones. The story begins in the 1960s, and time is starting to run out for the valley and its inhabitants. It floods often, and the government wants to purchase all the land so they can build a dam. Doing so would erase the only world that Mimi and her family have ever known. The residents fight against the takeover and try to go on living as if time isn't against them and everything they hold dear. One of the brilliant aspects of Quinlan's novel is the depth of the characters surrounding Mimi. Each has a distinct voice that jumps right off the page. From her eccentric Aunt Ruth, who refuses to leave her small home, to her brother Tommy, a charismatic soul that changes after returning from the Vietnam War. Each character is full of life. After finishing this book, my thoughts kept returning to Mimi's mother. She is a nurse and very much the realist in the family. She is the rock for all the Millers and does her best to hold everything together. We rarely see her breakdown, but when she does, it's that much more powerful. When Miller's Valley comes to its emotional end, it's hard to leave behind Mimi and the other characters, but say goodbye we must. Luckily, Quinlan's masterful writing gives us the chance to watch the story slip away, like sand in an hourglass, one grain at a time. If only our own endings could be told so brilliantly. For Current State, this is Scott Southard.
Scott Southard is the author of the novels Permanent Spring Showers and A Jane Austen Daydream. You can follow his writing via his blog, The Musings and Artful Blunders of Scott D. Southard, at sdsouthard.com.